This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, here it comes, Harry. Ready for this? And I think this is a fact. And people are going to not hear me correctly here, but this is a fact. Mike Tomlin had a great regular season. Does it mean it's going to translate to the playoffs? No. Does it mean that he's done a good enough job the last 8 years? Absolutely not. Is it ridiculous that a guy who hasn't come close to winning a playoff game in almost a decade hasn't been fired? Yes, it is. But if I boil it down to this, did Mike Tomlin have a great regular season? The answer is unequivocally 100% frick yeah, he did. How could you argue otherwise? Oh, he lost the Browns game. So what? Still won the division. Oh, he lost to the Bengals earlier. So what? Still won the division. If I told you before the year that Mike Tomlin was going to win the AFC North, you'd have no choice but to say, damn, he'll have had a good regular season.
I do have something to tell you.
Real quick.
Okay.
It doesn't mean he's going to have a good year. You have to, at bare minimum, win a playoff game. But I can only grade him on what has happened so far. And if I... We're doing so, and I am, because of the magic of radio and this job that I hold. I give him an A. It's impossible to argue with. AFC North champs outperformed the Vegas win total number of 8.5, dealt with the Cam contract, the Watt contract, started the season without a massive, clearly difference maker in Derek Harmon. Jalen Ramsey got hurt in the middle of the year. Guys who you thought were going to be able to perform in man coverage roles weren't good enough. Now, that's on him, too. Darius Slay. That stupid safety whose name I forgot until just now, Juan Thornhill. Who could forget Juan Thornhill in this historically great defense? They cut bait with those guys. They deserve credit for not being stubborn. They deserve scorn for misevaluating those guys. But they deserve credit for moving on. When Jim Rutherford would move off from failures that he made, people would applaud him for, well, at least he didn't double down. At least he didn't keep playing the bad guy. At least he got rid of him to try to get someone else in here. Deshaun Elliott's been hurt most of the year. His best player, most expensive player, got stabbed in the lung by a team doctor. His best offensive player, not named Aaron Rodgers, punched a blue-haired jackass in Detroit and had to miss the last two games. And oh yeah, by the way, here's the one that's the most inarguable of all these inarguable points. He brought in Aaron Rodgers, and they don't make the playoffs without that guy. You can boil that down to just one game. They don't make the playoffs without his fourth quarter against the Ravens. But how many games did he win him this year? Jets game? We can keep listing them. Mike Tomlin gets an A for the regular season. AFC North champs, home playoff game. Now you see what you do with it. And if they don't win a playoff game, if they're not competitive in a playoff game, the season is a failure. But the regular season was a success. And good on Omar Khan, too. This early portion of the week, a lot more positivity than negativity. We'll give out some flowers before we really turn fully to the Houston Texans. Dylan Cook wasn't on the roster coming out of training camp. He's been great. He played quarterback. He's 27 years old. He's been great. Kyle Duggar. You want to talk about losing Elliott? Kyle Duggar didn't have a great game against the Ravens, but he's been really good this year for them. Thielen, MVS. They've made plays. Kenneth Gainwell at one point, whatever million bucks, was just voted the Steelers team MVP. Mike Tomlin gets an A, and Omar Khan, I probably shouldn't have included Gainwell because it wasn't in season, but those in-season ads have made a huge difference. So good on both those guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You had something, Harry, that I probably just stampeded through?
Yeah, it's okay. I just wish you would have been more optimistic beforehand. Because I remember we were talking in the middle of the season, and you were like, they can't beat the Ravens. Look what they've done in the past. And then they beat the Ravens twice.
Yeah, I was waiting for that other shoe to drop. And maybe by the end of the week, I'll be waiting for the playoff shoe to drop. But
now they're going to lose in the playoffs because you're overhyped.
No, I have nothing to do with it. I'm a radio host. On balance, if I'm only looking at the regular season, I find it almost impossible to say Tomlin had anything other than an A performance. There are some moments here and there. There were moments here and there on Sunday, for God's sake.
So you don't think the loss to the Seahawks was pretty bad early in the season?
Doesn't matter. You won the AFC North.
So
they won 10 games. They lost 7. You win the division. You took advantage of a Joe Burrow injury and a Lamar Jackson injury.
You lost to Joe Flacco.
Doesn't matter. You won the division. Now, you can forgive all those things. I mean, they made it harder on themselves.
But that's why I don't give it an A, because I think that you could have achieved better, and there were opportunities that they had where they could have had more. So, A to me is, near perfect. And the team hasn't been near perfect. It's been very inconsistent this season. So I say B-. I say you won your division. It was a weak division, but you won it. But you had opportunities to be a higher seed. You had opportunities to be dominant, but you haven't proven dominance. You've been inconsistent. Talented, but inconsistent.
How many games, if Tomlin was perfect, do you think they could have won extra?
They could have beat the Seahawks. They could have beat the Bengals. They could have beat the Browns. You get 3 extra.
Do you put the Seahawks loss on Tomlin? Really?
Well, so we're grading just Tomlin as a coach? Well, I guess that's fair.
Because the other two,
they were still.
I'm with you. I thought the game plan against the Browns was crap. I thought that the defense was supposed to be historic, peed down its collective legs against the Bengals in the first game. So I give you 2. I mean, the Caleb Johnson thing, I can't put that on anybody but Caleb Johnson. And Calvin Austin turned a touchdown into an interception in the end zone, or the Steelers could have beat arguably the best team in the NFL.
But that game, though, they were still doing the punt thing in, certain situations. They probably could have gone for it. He's been way more aggressive lately.
He has been.
Back then, they were still conservative. And that
Harry's best argument you've ever given.
A
is perfection. They could have won more games.
Or near perfection.
He's not near perfection.
Yeah. Here's
my only pushback. If I grant you if he's near perfection, they win 2 more games, they're still the 4 seed in the AFC.
I'd argue 3 more games.
I know, that's why
and
I had to.
And then you're second or third in the entire conference.
I know, that's why I had to change it to 2. 412-928-9370. Texter, so the Panthers head coach had a great year by your logic, Adam? Absolutely, 1,000% that guy had a great year.
Well, they have different expectations on them. They haven't made the playoffs in a little while.
Right.
So winning the division.
And I don't think anybody thought that they had a puncher's chance in hell, except for Donnie Football, who's been on a heater of winning the division. Texter, Harry's desire to make Crowley look bad is annoying. No, Harry made a great argument there.
It's a sports talk show.
We're allowed to disagree. Texter, jackass.
You want to sing Kumbaya for 4 hours? No. I wasn't trying to make you look bad either. I was just providing another perspective.
Let's say you've convinced me with your perspective. Mike Tomlin had a good regular season.
A good one.
I think he had a great one.
It was all right.
But I think Harry's turning some heads on the old text line here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.